Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday. Angel, I take time and answer questions you've sent in, and we've got a lot of them. So, Sugar, let's just jump in.
We do. Okay, Joe. My kids are adults now, but they always seem to have financial problems. It's hard for me to not step in and help them. I'm happy to help, but my husband and my finances are starting to take a hit because of it. Do you have any advice for us? That is a challenging one. Yes, I have one child that will ask you for anything and one child that would never ask you for anything. So one time my son even said, Mom, can I have your dishwasher? You never use it because I just prefer to wash my hands. And I said, well, you just want to leave a hole in the middle of my kitchen? And he didn't think there was anything wrong with that. But for me, what I just did with my son, who was moving, and he wanted to borrow $1,000.
Merry Christmas.
And I said, yes, but I'm going to have to charge you interest and you're going to have to pay me back. Well, suddenly he found $1,000. He didn't need my help. And so I just realized I have got to, I said, I can't give you money and not give the same thing to your sister. So that kind of cleared it up. And I don't anticipate having much of a problem with that anymore.
No.
So
well, kids aren't evil. They're just kids. They just, if you've gone to the well and there's always water, why not go there again? Hey, Mom and Dad, they've always helped us out. Yeah, but things are changing. We're getting older. We're trying to lay aside some retirement. And so there's not spare change for you. You're an adult now. You're over 18 and you're an adult. You're supposed to be responsible for yourself. Now, if emergency happens, I had a daughter that I loved. Her husband died all of a sudden and she needed help. And so we had to get in and help. But I told her, I stood out in the front yard after we'd had the funeral. And I said, honey, I love you. He said, you can't afford this house. And a very nice house. He made great money, but now he's died. And there's some life insurance, but not enough. I said, you can't afford to live here. Well, Dad, I'm not going to move. Well, babe, I can't help you. I can cover you about 3 months, but that's it. I don't have the eternal well myself. And so, and she did, and she worked it out and she kept her house and, she's got a great job and, so things worked out, but you're going to hit these times where they're going to ask because you're the mom and dad. Where do you go? Mom and dad. And so you got to let them know, hey guys, this is not an eternal well. It is not a bottomless well. There is a bottom to the well and you have to make adult decisions for yourself. Honey, I'd love to help you, but I can't. You may have to downsize or take an extra job yourself because Angel and I, we did. Yeah, I remember we've both been through it when we were taking extra jobs and we're not working 40 hours a week, working 70 and 80 hours a week, but we did whatever it took. And you love your children. You don't want them to have to suffer, but they're going to have to become an adult. So, hey, this is what adults do. They do whatever it takes to make it work.
That's more than fair, I think.
Yes.
And I think you got to be careful. Like Joe said, you don't want to get yourself in a situation that's bad for them, but it is easy to do. And I get it. It does pull on your heartstrings, yeah. But sometimes somebody said to me years ago, what is a greater act of love, a hug or a spanking? And I said, a hug. And they said, no, they're both acts of love. One's just harder to give. So I would just say sometimes to say no is not the easiest thing, but it can.
Well, the older you get, the closer your heartstring is going to be to your purse string. They start tightening up together and almost intertwine now. So everybody's working toward, everybody, we're all living longer and nobody's dying early anymore. We're living in our 80s and 90s. I think the average age in America is 78. And so we're living longer. So it's taking more money. We're having to do extra things. So everything's changing. God hasn't died. He's not fallen off the throne, but somebody's been an adult. Hey, I'd love to help you, but I can't. I'd love to, but I can't, or I won't. I can't empty the well to help you because you're not grown up yet. And so you just have heart-to-heart talks. I don't hate you, sugar, but you're spending too much money, or you're way over your limit. You need to back up, get a used car and get a garage apartment or something. You need to downsize until you can afford to do it yourself. Mom did it. I did it. We love you, but you're not going to drain us because you're not controlling your own money.
And a challenge today with kids is they want what a parent had, took a lifetime to get.
Yeah.
But they wanted it 20.
Yeah.
The reality is it's not realistic.
Nope.
And so I would say
truth sets you free. Just tell the truth.
And I'd say you need to be in agreement with your spouse.
Yes.
And not override your spouse for your kids. Hey, Joe, my husband got a better job offer, but it's in another state.
Mm.
I'm happy for him and admittedly excited for the extra income, but I'm worried about my kids. Taking them out of school and away from their friends has given me underlying anxiety. I'm afraid with messing with their upbringing. Have you experienced this? How did you help your kids navigate moving?
Well, we just told we're moving. I'm doing this for a living and I need extra income and it's in another state and it's a great opportunity. You'll make new friends. And that's hard to say, but you will make new friends. These are not lifetime relationships, childhood friends. They're great and God, but they're not lifetime. These are temporary relationships right now. But you need to learn how to make new friends. How many times did you move, Angel, as a kid? I mean, a ton.
I can't even tell you. I mean, I went to like 13 different schools. It is a big deal for a kid to move.
Yes.
For a family to move. The thing is you can look at it as something that you regret or a new adventure that you're taking together as a family. For us, when I divorced, I moved out back home to another state and, it was hard. There was a lot of hard changes.
A lot of hard changes.
Your dad wasn't around and he was very absent at the time. And, a lot of very difficult changes. And when I chose a school for the kids, I knew academically they would be fine. I wanted a place where socially they could have be strong. And so I put them in a small Christian school, probably truthfully not the best education they could have gotten, but they did catch up and they went to college and everything else. It all worked out. And
strengths overrode the weaknesses.
Yeah. And those kids that were their friends, many of them, they all went to college together. And my son was roommates with one of them and, they're still friends to this day. So, you can, make a decision, but I would make it exciting, not fearful for the kid. Cause if you're anxious, that is going to,
they're going to pick that
that's
up.
Go to them and just, I always say, hey, I always look at it as a new adventure. When I'm moving, I get to meet new people. I get to experience new things. And it's just kind of funny, just going from Oklahoma back to Florida was such a dramatic change socially for my kids. But it was great. And we did things that we'd never heard of in Oklahoma, like the Quinceanera or something like that, that the Hispanic kids do. They're kind of coming of age party and stuff like that, that we never had experienced before. So now Nicole, a very large part of her class was Hispanic. And so it gave us a whole different way of looking at things. And it was a great experience.
It was.
And the funny thing is, excuse me, but I don't think they'll ever leave this town. They love this town.
that's a great story.
Yeah, but go ahead. What were you going
to
say?
Well, I would say Angel and I were probably the opposite. I went to the same school from first grade all the way through 12th grade. I never moved. We never left our community. And so, but when you become an adult, then you're making decisions for your children. You realize, Well, I'd like you to stay in the same school, but we can't. I've been made a great job offer 3 states away. We're not going to live next to grandma and grandpa and your cousins or your relatives. We're going to live next to nobody we know. And so I had a great job. Kids are young. We live way out in the country in a beautiful home out in the middle of nowhere, a lot of acres. And so we sold that because I realized we're going to minister. We sell the house. We move another 2 states away to go to Bible school. And now I'm still making great money. I got 3 minimum wage jobs between the two of us. We're in a nasty little rent house, a very crowded community with some rough neighbors. And so, you know, I'm having to decide what kind of my kids go out and play in the yard. Well, I thought they could, but they can't because they're meeting kids that they're learning things I don't want them to learn. I thought we cannot stay here, but I can't move, can't afford to move right now. So we had to start making adjustments. We're going to play a lot in the house and in the backyard late at night. But we made adjustments. Eventually we were able to move out and get another home and it turned out fine. But there's stages of life. It's just not an automatic thing. You don't flip a switch. Well, honey, we're having to move and it's going to be fine. You'll make new friends. I've got to make new relationships. I have to learn a new job, but it's opportunity. You cannot stay in the same place. Things change. You've got to make the most of opportunities that God puts in front of you. All the people of God in the Bible never stayed where they were. David went from watching sheep, you know, to killing the lion, killing the bear, killing the giant. Made the, you know, in charge of praise and worship for the king, in charge of the king's army. Then the king's throwing spears at him. He's running for his life out in the desert, falls in the holy ground. It's not a straight line, but God will never leave you. He's going to be with you wherever you go, and you'll make the most of it. You can't sit still and play it safe. That's not God. We live by faith, faith to faith and glory to glory. You just don't stay in the same place.
And how exciting that your husband's going to make more money.
I know.
That'd be great. New house, everything.
And you're thinking about you and your kids. What about him? He's got to make new relationships, learn a new job. I mean, he's in the same seat you're in, and he's not complaining. He's trying to make the most of it, take care of his family. So,
well, and that's why the church is so important, because if you can find a good church there.
Oh, yes.
Then that will be part of building a new community.
Yes.
And I would highly just recommend
that
be your priority. Even before you move, you can start doing some research on that.
At the head of the list. Yes.
Joe, I've noticed my child starting to lie more and more, sometimes about stuff I can't even understand. I want to teach them, but I'm unsure how to do it effectively. I would tell you how I have been approaching the issue, but it's obvious that it isn't working.
Well, you want to take this first.
Well, I didn't have that problem with my kids. That neither one of them ever did that. Matter of fact, my son was just the opposite. He would tell you the truth. Sometimes you wish, I wish you would just have a filter with that just a little bit. It's too much information for me, but... I'd go back to what the Bible says and why it is important. You know, the problem with lying is I worked for someone that was habitual liar. Mm-hmm. The problem with lying is people that lie. There's a difference between somebody being backed into a corner and freaking out and lying. Okay. Everybody at some point in their life has probably done that.
Yep.
But when you lie and it becomes a part of your life, then you give in to a spirit of lying. And what happens is you can't tell the truth anymore.
Nope, you don't know what it is.
And so, which is where this guy was. I mean, he'd lie to you about where the 7-Eleven was located. I mean, it would just be I could get in my car and just drive over there and prove to you that that's not the truth. Why would you lie about that? I don't even know what you lie about stuff that's not even important. So, I would try to point out what the Bible says. What would you do?
Well, I did that. I went straight to the Revelation, and it said liars go to hell.
That'll do it. Right.
Liars go to hell. You want to go to hell? Then quit lying. Truth will set you free. So I try to find just one scripture, one short little verse, you know, about lying and truth. God knows when you're lying. You can lie to people, but God knows when you lie. And the Bible says when you get to heaven, you'll give an account of every idle word and every idle deed. Everything you think, an angel's writing it down. They're recording angels in heaven who have no other job but to write down everything you think and everything you say. Nobody gets away with anything. I used to have my kids get it. Well, Dad, they got away with it. No, they didn't, honey. Some sins were dealt with in this life. Some sins were dealt with next life. But nobody anywhere ever gets away with anything. So tell the truth. Truth will set you free. It'll bring you blessing. People love people to tell the truth. I've been promoted because they knew Joe won't lie. He just tell you the truth. Now, it might not have been a happy thing, but what happened? Well, this happened. And people love when you tell it because people aren't used to being around people that tell the truth. So tell the truth. So find you a couple of just one line scriptures. Say, hey, here's what the Bible says. You know, I don't have to follow you around. Your lie is going to catch up with you eventually. And eventually all liars go to hell, and you don't want to go to hell. Tell the truth. Truth will set you free.
Nobody wants to be around a liar.
No.
It's just exhausting.
Yes, it is.
Trying to find the truth. It's like, wait a minute. I know there's some truth.
Yeah, where's that at? Where is it? Walking through a minefield. Nope, you don't like that.
Yeah. Guys, we love you so much, and we thank you for taking time on Monday to spend with us for our Mailbag Mondays. Yes. Send in your questions. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Any prayer requests, we'd love to pray for you.
Yes.
And we love you. Thank you for your support. Have a great day.
God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.